The mayor of a small town in New York has been charged with performing wedding ceremonies for gay couples. The mayor of New Paltz, Jason West, married 25 gay couples last Friday. He has been charged with 19 counts of solemnizing marriages for couples who have no license. West says he'll plead not guilty when he appears in court later today. West could face a maximum penalty of a year in jail. Professor Joanna Grossman teaches marriage and family law at Hofstra University in New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
New Paltz is about 75 miles north of New York City. Have the ceremonies performed there by Mayor West put the community in New York State into the national debate about gay marriage?
Absolutely. It certainly created another flashpoint for the debate, and I think people always pay attention to what New York is doing. So I think it's opened the door for a full-fledged exploration of the issue here, and people will certainly be watching to see what happens.
The county attorney says the charges have nothing to do with the legality of gay marriages in New York, even though that's what's prompted the marriages.
I think that's technically correct. I mean, clearly his motivation for issuing the arrest warrant, I think, is because of the publicity about the fact that they were gay marriages. But the statute does not have anything to do with gay marriage. The statute says it's a misdemeanor to solemnize a marriage if no license was issued and presented to the person conducting the ceremony. So that it doesn't technically matter whether they were gay marriages. They could have just been marriages of people who didn't bother to get a license first.
Mayor West says he's upheld New York's constitution. What do Governor Pataki and the state attorney general, Elliot Spitzer, have to say about that?
Governor Pataki has declared that he believes the marriages are illegal, and you would expect a Republican governor, as has happened in other states, to make that kind of declaration. He directed Elliot Spitzer to make them stop. Spitzer has, I think, indicated that his personal view is that gay marriages are fine, and he's given some reason to think that he will interpret New York law that way. His reason for declining the governor's request to make the marriages stop is that he felt that he wouldn't win. He would have to make a showing of irreparable harm in order for a court to order them to stop, and that so far has not been able to be done in California, even though multiple courts have had the opportunity.
How does this compare with what's going on in California and in Massachusetts?
It fits somewhere in the middle. Compared to California, on the one hand, the California marriages are clearly more procedurally valid. That is, that a license was issued by a county clerk in accordance with the law. It was a proper solemnization or ceremony of the marriages. But in California, you have a statute that says marriage is only between a man and a woman, and there can be no other marriages. In New York, the procedure is a little more tenuous because there was no license issued to these couples, like there was in California. On the other hand, New York law on the substance of marriage does not specifically say it has to be between a man and a woman. So they may have a better claim in the long run that the state law permits these marriages.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Joanna Grossman teaches marriage and family law at Hofstra University in New York.